Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures, games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
Alright, where we had last left our rogues and lovers of gay innuendo.
Brain freeze.
And apparently small children. You guys had successfully done a prison break where you had successfully saved Martha.
And like 700 Thieves Guild members and one person to become a Thieves Guild member.
You got black bag.
Black bag.
We took his wife and children.
At least his firstborn. Yeah.
So, what's the plan now?
We need to go against the Iron Citadel.
Alright. So now is the time. The time to strike the Iron Citadel.
Research first. Dun, dun. What?
I thought... No one... Okay, then my second idea. I think we should get Crazy Bear to blow a hole in the side. I thought about this today. I was like, we can do research, or we can have Crazy Bear blow a hole in the side.
No.
I've already tried doing research.
I thought we were getting all the adventurers to help us.
But Crazy Beard.
Crazy Bear can come too. I'm just saying, we're getting...
Screw the adventurers. Just have Crazy Bear blow a hole in the side of it. We sneak in through that hole.
Tyler... The adventurers are the distraction.
Yeah.
Crazy Beard can get close enough to blow the hole.
Yes,
Crazy
and then,
Beard can get close enough on his own.
And then they're distracting everyone while we go inside. They battle the outside forces. They're our army that's expendable.
The outside
Rooney,
forces?
Rooney, your wife takes you shopping.
What outside forces?
Who knows?
We don't know what we're facing.
Have you been down there?
We've tried doing research.
Psh. Actually, two things. My character would think of this, but no, we haven't. You've tried talking to people around town about it.
That's research.
What you've tried.
Oh, go to the Mage Guild archives.
I doubt they'd have much on it.
No, we'd have to go down to the surface where they originally came from 100-some years ago.
We were passing over what that
is. Not too long ago.
Tonga.
Have you asked your Mage Guild friend?
Kinda, sorta.
So I don't really care. Okay. I think Crazy Bear should blow
same
a hole.
Continent.
Hole.
Okay.
And then we can get this going and then get the catch.
You're en route.
Quickly.
What?
You're en route.
Oh. How long, how long until we
hit?
How long until we
hit?
I actually did the math, and the city apparently has actually been traveling around 65 miles an hour.
Oh.
So actually, it will take a few weeks
there. Okay, so it starts to slow down now. You're like, oh shit, we're going fast.
I did the calculations where, okay, from going from here to here, that takes a couple days. Oh, okay. So when I look at it, that's actually traveling from somewhere around Texas to Guatemala. Okay. At 2 miles an hour? No.
In the city with the walls, we wouldn't probably be able to tell.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys go out on the rim.
Yeah, on the rim.
Do gather information. Hey!
Have you heard? I suppose they probably also have some sort of shields around the city.
Not the rim.
I said around the city.
Yeah.
That's also next time we go to the rim, we have to be like, have to have our like hiking gear.
Unfortunately, the city did slow down.
Suddenly everyone goes, it's supposed to be going at a breakneck speed of 2 miles an hour.
Oh, okay. It takes a long time to go around the planet.
Yes. And that's why I first was like,
65 miles an hour.
I was
thinking we were getting to places really fast.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I was, because I was throwing out ballpark numbers because I didn't actually do the research. Now I'm like, oh.
Well, 10, 20, 30 foot off.
Well, maybe it was going that fast. It's just we didn't know about it.
There was actually a crisis at the Mages Guild, which is why all of your magic items are on hold. How do we slow it down?
I'm not high enough level to tell that we're going fast.
No, they just discovered the speedometer.
I'm not high enough level to fix this.
The first day that adventurers are legalized, they break in and accidentally push the turbo speed button.
No, ludicrous speed!
Yeah, ludicrous speed.
Anyway. They've gone plaid.
We can always go down and start to try out information or researching down there, but... My personal opinion here is that my other crackpot idea. Turn up too well.
We should teleport somewhere, someone who doesn't have a license, and knock out the guy who shows up.
Yeah, I thought of that, and my answer is no. Crazy Beard's a better idea.
We can totally get like 5 mages ready for the spells, and then they come up and go, and they're like, ah.
No, you do remember though, Tyler, that there was like 6 of them that came out, not just one.
That's why we have like 6 mages.
Yeah, I'm just saying. There was not just one guy. It's going to be like 6 or 7.
All right, I say we go down. We can try going down the surface because it originally came from the Tongan area, right?
Oh, yes.
How long would it take us to take our bond ship over there?
Your bond ship travels at a rate of 3 miles an hour.
It also exploded.
Yes, we don't have a bond ship anymore. Remember the hurricane had
it. Yeah, no, I remember now. Stupid hurricane.
So that's out of the picture. We're going to go... charter ship.
How did we get back?
You guys
teleported back.
Okay.
And I got a mage to teleport me. And then, you know, conned him into teleporting me and then knocked him out.
Alright, so we contact Crazy Bird.
It did.
How?
Guildmaster knows how.
Guildmaster doesn't want anything to do with Crazy Beard.
Why not?
Because he's crazy.
He's bad for business.
What part of thief is Crazy Beard?
Take everything. Steal. He's the stealing part.
That's right. Over a mound of corpses.
Yeah, but that's not bad when we're facing the Citadel.
That's beside the point. I'm trying to lose his phone number.
Unfortunately, every time I do, he just comes back and hands it to me again.
But no, yeah, I magically hear something.
Crazy Beard was Indian Center. Grab the phone number and hand it back.
Just contact him the same way we did last time.
Yeah. Message.
What? Hell yeah.
It was not message.
Sending.
Because it has a large range.
2 miles per caster level.
Yeah.
Then we just need to wait and he's like on a boat until we see Crazy Beard come up, do his thing, then we get in.
Or we could do sending to actually set up a meeting so we can...
Yeah.
Actually, see if he's okay with being that insane.
Alright. Let's do that.
Sending is worth 25 words, right?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, we need to write another message.
Oh, yeah, we need to do that. That was fun last time. Let's do it again. Someone write it.
I didn't bring paper.
It's fun, time. So somebody write it for me.
Go.
Who has writing paper?
I fix things. I don't make them.
Andre, can I steal your laptop so I can type?
No, because it's actually currently loaded up on my notes.
Okay. Someone get us some paper.
I don't have my notebook.
What you can do? Or we could write it on here with the marker
the notebook,
and
guys.
Then erase it.
Okay.
Postulate.
Here we go, we can put it on the character sheet.
Too late. Alright, so we have 25 words.
So you massacred Steven?
But I didn't end up really losing anything. My hero came out equal character points and didn't suffer any wounds.
My hero didn't
negative
even...
Negative character points?
No.
My hero
but if
didn't
you have, like,
fall.
Four saved up and you end up losing two over battle, you can't lose them.
Yeah, your hero did.
No, he didn't fall. He was still sitting there.
He was like,
damn it, I can't enter this stupid tower.
My hero didn't actually suffer any wounds, but got overran. Does that count as getting wounded?
Yes.
Okay, so we have 25 words.
So one of my characters does have two, then, Steve and I.
Well, does overrunning a unit with a character in it count as killing a character?
It says that, actually, in there.
No, it doesn't.
Well, it says...
It says killing an enemy character or monster.
Well, you overran him. You killed him.
We established that should a unit with a character in it kill another character, then that counts towards the character.
Because otherwise goblins will never level up.
Yes. but mages will also have very hard...
So, we have 25 words.
You should just say, we have crazy idea. Meet us here at this time from Nightguard.
No, don't say from Nightguard.
Why?
Because...
We always say from Nightguard.
Don't say from Nightguard.
We said from Nightguard last time.
Yes, but that was before we started getting good PR and stuff. If someone finds us now and are like, oh, the Night Guard sending messages to Crazy Beard, the guy who
burned
out the intercepted.
You cannot intercept a sending.
You could always invent
That's not true. The plot could always fuck you over.
Yes.
I don't care about the plot. I don't care about the
spell?
Plot being fucked over.
I could.
So could I. So could he.
Yes.
I don't care. Say from Night Guard.
Fine, if you want to die.
I do want to die.
You guys are going to the Iron Citadel.
Yeah, Ryan.
Yes, they could have invented their own spell. It happens all the time.
So not saying from Night Guard is going to be like...
from your good friend.
Yes, sir, from old friends.
So, okay, he's going to think it's a trap and just blow the meal place up.
I'd say from Night Guard.
We can't handle pieces of that magnitude. I'm sorry, even at level 13, I think a couple direct cannon shots are enough to kill most of us.
No.
It's like, what, 46? Something retarded, really small.
Is it even that? Is
cannon fire?
Catapults like this, like that.
8d6, yeah.
I said a couple cannon shots.
It's gonna be 16d6.
And it's bludgeoning, right? Because it's a big ass bowling ball.
It's an explosion.
Oh, you're talking about.
No, if a cannon directly hits you, I would have a hard time calling that just bludgeoning. I might throw in piercing as well, because for a normal human being, it goes through you.
They used to be like this big.
Yes, it's true.
Alright, guys, I have one here, Crazy Beard. Or I even put Dear Crazy Beard. We want assistance on a crazy idea. Meet at the Coliseum at...
No.
Not Coliseum.
We're not meeting in town with Crazy Beard.
Where do you want to meet him?
Somewhere where he won't get shot at when he comes into town.
Then
somewhere,
give me a location.
Somewhere on the rim.
Where are we close to?
Worldwise, Andre.
Oh, you guys are currently over the ocean.
Somewhere on the rim.
They're gonna see Crazy Beard's ship with fire, and then they're gonna charge him.
I think you forget this is constantly surrounded by clouds, though, from Halo.
It is.
Yes. Yes. There's a big rain. Cloud.
There's always
everyone thinks that New Hope is a giant rain cloud because it's a river water that shoots off either side of the city.
Okay.
Yeah, we're surrounded in clouds constantly. All
right, whatever. Go on the rim.
This specific point at the rim. GM decides.
Oh, really? You want me to decide?
We can always meet next, like, kind of sort of close to...
No, he might be like, oh, it's a necromancer.
We'll meet on the south side where the river overflows.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Wait, no, that's where people get into the rim.
Doesn't the water shoot out in
east-west
directions? No. I thought you said there's a river,
there's
waterfall on north and south side.
Nope.
In my picture, there is.
Okay, what direction is Bark?
Southwestern? Eastern.
Fine. We'll meet on the eastern waterfall on the north side of it.
That's fine.
On the north side of the
Okay,
eastern
so northeast
waterfall.
Side of the city.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of.
It's just the north side of the east waterfall.
Yeah, that
So you're,
be...
like, still in the east.
Anyways! So, Dear Crazy Beard, we...
So I'm saying it should be a little bit away from the waterfall.
Rim at...
That's where people come.
Can I just do point X while I use it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So...
Great.
You might want to specify a time, though.
XY at blank AM. We just need to pick a time.
What day, please? Day does matter. Because if he's far enough out, it might take him a while to get there.
How long do we want to wait?
What is today's date?
What is the time it takes to get from the farthest continent to here?
From the farthest continent as of currently?
Mm-hmm.
By boat. We can't send a message that far.
Yeah. How about max range?
Let's see. At this point, Hovelton is actually your polar opposite. The world is 15,000 miles from this to this. You guys are currently...
3 miles a day, 5,000 days.
No, 3 miles an hour.
3 miles a day.
You'd be like, for like 6 hours.
Let's see, that's approximately a 9,000 mile difference, going 72 miles a day. I need my calculator for that.
Well, how far is it him reasonably to be away from the city?
It'd take him 4 months.
Anyways.
No. In addition, he'd actually have to spend time catching up with the city.
No, he'll just go the other way to catch it as it's on.
The world's not round.
Flat.
Actually, I think we're pretty aware that the world is round if we're flying around it.
No, you're flying over the four continents.
Oh.
You're not actually flying around the world. You're flying around the four continents, which is the world, because world falls.
This world has the...
This nice long chunk of area that no one ever comes back from. Anywho.
So the world is flat.
Reasonable amount to assume is that you're going to get a 9th level caster, reasonably. 18 miles.
So at 3 miles an hour, he would be here within a day.
Yeah, he'd be there within a...
Otherwise, we can't get a message to him anyways.
Yes.
Unless we use Whispering Winds.
So what is today?
Tuesday.
Try to find a druid.
Thursday.
Oh.
So we'll meet him tomorrow morning. Well, tomorrow evening, let's say. So today's Thursday.
Yes, and you guys have a dinner date tonight.
Yes.
With a lich.
Friday at 11:30 p.m.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Awesome.
Let's go have that dinner date then.
Okay.
Can you show
I send Lawson to go find new people.
Okay.
The message is good to go. Yep. From Night Guard.
Okay.
How much does it cost to have the message sent?
Who's like second level spell times... I think it's like spell level times 10, so 30 gold.
Yeah.
Oh, we're just having someone cast the spell. Yeah. Not even buying a...
For 30 gold, it's not worth it, dude.
My notes.
Kill Andre in his sleep.
Oh, don't read that one.
Okay, sorry.
Turn it over.
He went on Yahoo today.
So 9th level spell.
But I told him
the level is 180 volt. Message is
okay.
Chapel.
So
the armor stand down.
You guys pay the levels
to your level.
180.
Whoa. I didn't know that.
And you guys
it's all I have like 80 pieces of gear in a little.
We're gonna go ahead and cutscene it.
Yeah, to the dinner.
You guys were having a dinner at the Coliseum, if I remember correctly.
Yes,
we were going to put a little table.
We don't want to bring any non-PC people to this in case it gets dirty.
Yes.
All right. But we were going to set up like a literal dinner date, have like a long table with candles and
nice tablecloth.
And we would research, what do liches eat?
You just provide food. He'll eat whatever he wants.
Okay.
Wine.
How much is this going to cost us for a gourmet
dinner? Her life shell covers it.
Okay. Sounds good.
1,000 gold
all of our
per
lifestyles,
month.
I'm pretty sure we can get there.
1,000 gold per month.
Yeah.
So wait, is my lifestyle walking up to the gnomes? Hey, can you provide me food for a dinner?
Your lifestyle, you said you were paying for middle class, which is 25 gold pieces a month, which means that you would actually have to spend actual gold.
Yeah, I know.
It's not just something a part of your lifestyle. She, however,
her
expendable income, which she can do without caring, is your monthly income.
How much is that?
25.
Oh.
Alright, so...
Anywho, you guys set up the dinner date and... You guys wait, and about 5 minutes afterward, teleporting into the center of the Colosseum, you see the Lich riding atop a massive black dragon.
He got the dragon!
You fools!
And we're all, we're all sitting at the table.
You might have to transform to be able to sit in the chair.
The dragon's welcome to sit as well.
Dragon dissipates.
Oh, illusion. Okay.
We've got our forks and knives, like...
Please, have a seat.
You're going to try to poison me, it doesn't work!
We saved you the... We're well aware. We saved you the head.
Isn't it called spicy?
He kind of walks over and flicks out his robe and sits down, eyeballing you.
You mean his empty sockets are staring at us?
No, there's actually a burning red light in his sockets.
So, we felt that...
I see enough. You're attempting to appease me before your inevitable doom.
Sure. We felt bad about leaving you hanging before.
Yeah, so you're ready to die?
Actually...
I assume you buffed and prepared. I don't want any flappy contests here. I want real fights!
We actually have cheesecake and apple pie for dessert. So if you want to wait till fight till after dessert, we might be in for it at that point.
Alright, fine. Eat your dinner. It's your last meal anyway.
I point to the empty seat for him.
I'm already in it.
He's already sitting there.
Oh, he is. Okay. Sorry, Mom. Cole.
Yeah. Well, I suppose it couldn't hurt to get to know each other, you know, a little bit.
Yes, I can put it on your tombstone.
Great.
Here lies Tana, lover of cheesecake.
That works.
Do you like
cheesecake?
Like when I'm away from you?
Actually, Dodge. He can't understand me.
So.
What? Well, it's true.
Were you part of New Hope when it first took off? Or did you come up here afterwards?
Yes, I was.
You were here when it took off?
Yes, I've been here for quite some time.
Do you know anything about the Iron Citadel?
Killing off dozens of adventurers, the fools. Who dared think that a lich was someone they could sneak up on? Ha! I put rings in perception, you know?
Smart man. Plus also with your gargoyle, I'm pretty sure it's hard to get by while you have the knife.
Ah, yes, that lout.
Is there a particular reason you have them around?
It's funny. I have enough money. Why not?
Plus, it's funny. I mean, he's actually a really nice guy. Have you ever sat and talked to him?
He is quite nice.
Well, considering I've never actually been to your crypt, tomb, whatever you want to call it.
Lair.
Your lair.
Do you have a minion?
Say hello, Francis!
How do you lair? When the door seals, how do you get it unsealed? You just have a shaped stone, or what do you do?
A good magician never reveals his secrets.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
And please, I have decent sense motive, too.
Not nothing, or dying, or just... I was intrigued.
He's making small talk.
So, is there a particular reason you feel we have to kill each other?
Well, I was challenged!
We didn't challenge you.
Of course you did! You killed some of my compatriots. I hated them, but you killed them!
So we helped
already
you.
Dead?
We eliminated the car.
No! Actually, none of them were dead.
Yeah, we all killed live people.
So yeah, they were all live people.
Well, the shadow guy was kind of half dead already.
It's debatable about that guy, but...
Oh, we didn't kill the woman who was the daughter of the rich family. We just turned her in.
Damn. Regardless... I was looking forward to fighting. It's been some time since someone came out on the rim who had any testicles.
Well, you know, that might not be a problem. The city has decided to allow adventurers back in.
Yes, well, I'll have to kill them off as they come.
I'm sure they will.
Maybe instead of killing each other, we could come to something mutually agreeable.
You're attempting to butter me up. Hence the large dinner. You're onto something.
Actually,
you obviously are an abstract terror of my power, and if you can't beat them, join them.
Actually,
I see how it works.
You'll notice that even his skull, when he actually moves his eyebrows, his brow literally does shift.
Actually, we got the big dinner, so that way the band playing in the background wouldn't be out of place.
Is that a cello?
Yes, actually, we found one. It was quite nice.
Do you like it?
do.
I prefer the grand piano over there.
Yes, well, he's a pretty good player.
So, cowering, sniveling minions.
We have somewhat of a proposition, I suppose.
I don't swing that way.
No. You don't do it with the living?
Well, Tana does.
It's not that sort of proposition.
Huh? She's an elf. Are you being racist? I can't stand racists. I should kill you.
So are you racist against racism?
That's anti-bigotry. That's not exactly racism, because racists are not a race.
It might be, how do you know? It's TV after all.
Because I have the appropriate knowledge skills.
No. It's racist half-dragon. Half-dragon, half-racist. Aren't all dragons racist, though?
We have plenty of enemies for you to fight if you're looking for them.
I'm not going to kill your enemies! What do I look like, some putz for hire? I'm not an adventurer. Actually, I'm not a mercenary.
To be honest, you look like a very bored individual.
We thought
I have plenty to do!
We thought we could entertain you.
Kill adventurers!
I suppose we could start funneling the adventurers towards your lair. I mean,
of course, you'd have to deflect them to someone more powerful than yourself to deal with them.
Of course, I mean, we are weak and sniveling. You are great and mighty.
Groveling doesn't suit you.
You're right, it doesn't.
You can look at it how you like.
Is there anything we could offer you?
Maybe. I need test subjects, living ones.
For what?
You're a minion. You have not gotten that level of information classification yet.
I'm sorry. I have a...
Say hello, Francis.
Do adventurers count as test subjects?
No, they fight back too much, and they're very wily. I usually prefer to kill them before they have an attempt to break out.
What about level 1 adventurers?
I don't live long enough.
I have a tendency of not volunteering for things without knowing what it's for.
Well, I can see where that's gotten you in life. Sniveling before the first lich you meet.
At least he's not a dancer.
Actually, he is the first lich we've met, isn't he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I have some questions about lichdom.
Yes?
How do you achieve it?
You have to siphon the life of babies. Their life essence is, of course, the purest, and of course gives you the longest life generation. Usually, if you kill 100 of them in a single go, you achieve immortality.
That's all it takes?
There's
no ritual
babies.
Or anything? Just kill 100 babies?
Well, each lich has his own ritual on how he kills his 100 babies.
Facial expressions are too abstract for me to do a sense motive on this.
Can it be like...
What do you want to sense if he's okay with it?
If he's telling the truth or not.
Yeah. He seems fairly honest.
Bit self-absorbed.
Out of curiosity, what did you do? Just pile him up and fireball him or what?
No. I paid people for their children. It's so funny seeing people so desperate for cash that they're willing to sell their own children.
Wow.
Oh, priceless.
I just had a horrible image in my mind of a fighter going lich.
Yeah, all I have to do is kill 100 babies.
Fighters go lich in a different way. Same with rogues.
Right.
So if you accidentally cause the death of 100 babies and you don't know it, what?
In one go, in one sitting.
Oh.
You have a group full of 100 babies and go, fireball!
No, it's what, like, so you crashed the city into a nursery.
The orphans attacked me, saw it.
And then you're just like, bam, lich. What did I do?
Well, lich's bodies don't decay until they actually die.
Yeah, oh. And you have to, there is a ritual, but that's that again.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a dark ritual that the book doesn't even speak of.
Because they don't want to get sued by crazy Christians.
Yeah.
You made my kids slaughter babies!
Isn't there a way without taking other people's life points?
Oh, you're speaking about the Bale Norn. Oh, they're such whiny, prissy little pricks.
You don't have the taste for the theater?
What's a Veilnorn?
Veilnorn, they're quote goodly liches. Whiny little sods. They dedicate themselves to a cause or protecting the world, or they do this. They're just as bad as the rest of us. They just try and put a good image on it. And what's really annoying is it's the elves. Do you know how long they live anyway?
I believe my grandmother just hit about 1,000.
Seriously? Those little pricks?
Hey!
Admit it!
Well, maybe a little. So how long have you been a lich?
Me? 3 centuries now?
No,
closer to 6. So, you know, when they say that, you know, watching wall paint is dry, it's an accurate measure of time.
Have you ever actually painted your wall and sat and watched it dry?
Yes.
Is it entertaining?
No.
What if you had an action scene going painted on the wall and you're watching that dry while you've had an orchestra playing behind you?
Never quite thought about that. Usually I kill the orchestra.
6 centuries.
He turns and looks at the choir.
I played on the Titanic, I'm sorry.
This is nothing.
6 centuries and you've never come up with half the stuff that he came up with?
Well, you know, I have other things to do, like create creatures.
And destroy adventurers.
Yes, we killed a lot of adventurers.
Yes. New Hope used to be the center of adventurers and goodly order. Ha! Then the city became corrupter than pustulous's pimply underbelly.
Ew, that's a mental image I don't need.
Do you know about the scabs?
Scabs? They must be new.
Dad, pustulous worshippers, just was curious.
There's always a few crackpots.
Alright. Yeah. Well, if you ever need ideas, I mean, we have our, you know, chaos engine sitting right over there. I'm sure she'd be more than happy.
Chaos engine? Really? Right.
Oh,
Are you a funnel for Limbo?
I wish. That would be interesting.
Last thing I did was... It was in this town. And... A hurricane was going on. So I was like... The gods have forsaken you, and they shall take the firstborn.
Oh, being a doomsayer, huh?
Yes, kind of. Except, after that, I did darkness, because you know I can do that.
Oh, yes,
I knocked them all out, and dragged them to the corner. Then panic ensued.
Did you take anything?
It had nothing to take, really. I
From
mean,
them?
Putting their shoes.
No.
Should have taken something.
It was funny.
If you would have taken their left shoe...
Interesting.
I took their sanity.
I'll kill you last.
I feel you can't sneak attack him.
I don't need that. That's what running away is for.
You can't sneak attack undead?
No.
So they don't have any vital organs.
Well, I know. Well, you just said sneak attack him. I was just like, you can't sneak attack undead.
Oh, no. He said I can't sneak
attack. Oh, okay.
So... Do you know anything about the Iron Citadel?
Of course I know about the Iron Citadel. It's a terrible, awful place.
Have you been there?
You don't like it?
No, I've only been outside it.
Well, we're planning on going inside it in the next couple of days.
You're mad.
Yes, we are. Would you like to join us?
No! Heavens no!
What do you know about its history?
It was there before the city was.
We knew that much. Is there anything more?
It's been the central prison for unspeakable horrors since the dawn of my unlife.
Wow, you've lived in New Hope a long time.
Yes, I was one of the first colonists.
Ah, interesting.
It means I know you.
I knew you too. Who are you? I forget which character I was at that time.
You were the wife.
No, we're talking about a different campaign.
Oh,
talking about
an actual okay. Game.
This is another campaign.
Andre tried running a campaign where there were settlers, but the way it was set up, it didn't quite work out so well, so it didn't last.
I don't remember why I died.
We had Ryan Friesen.
Oh, that's why I died.
We had
and then
Ivan.
Ivan, and then Stephen left for his mission.
And me.
What character was I?
And Jessica. We had six people.
What character was I? Do you remember?
This was so long ago, and it didn't last very long.
Justin was another person.
Yeah, so we had Ryan, that is Ivan, why it died. And Justin.
Oh, boy.
Justin and Ivan also hate each other. Well, I guess Justin hates Ivan.
So, that's why that game died. Hard.
Fast. What?
I'm not sure how Ivan feels about Justin. He gives me a different reaction every time I talk to him about Justin.
Anyway! So, enough about blabbing about our friends on the internet. So, back to dinner.
Yes. So,
are we supposed to get him to...
So it's still
come with us.
It's still for.
It is like we're trying to get
abominations or whatever.
Yes, people who are so evil that even I pale in comparison to their wickedness.
Are you talking about the jailers or the people who are there?
Yes.
Okay.
So, what kind of experiments do you run?
Me, I like to create things. You know. For a while, I was a necromancer. Then I went into conjuration. I'm dabbling with transmutation.
So why do you need living subjects this time?
I need to mix them with things.
would you be able to put them back how they were to begin with?
Oh, heavens, fine, huh? My latest creation, I want to see what happens if I combine a human and an owlbear, because an owlbear has already been tampered with. And if I mix it with a human, is it like a were-owlbear, or is it a hula-bear?
Hula bear.
I'll tell you what, if you can do that.
Interesting. Keep talking.
If you can do that and make it use a hula hoop, you can have a hula hoop hula bear.
Of course, one of my most favored ones is attempting to design an entire species of assassins by mixing them with scorpions.
How'd that turn out?
Haven't done it yet.
Oh, okay.
So they have their own poison sandy. That's pretty nice.
Mm-hmm. And of course they have a stinger. Never quite can disarm them.
So,
well, you can always cut off the tail, should they?
Yes, well, then they're dead.
How tough?
I plan on putting their internal organs in there.
Oh.
How tough do you need your test subjects to be able to survive that?
Most of the people from Kappa District do. They've lived a hard enough life.
What if we got an orcish wop come to get some volunteers?
I don't like orcs. They're very hard to tinker with. Resilient bastards.
Okay, so they're.
How about a troll?
I've done a troll before. That was a mistake.
Yeah. I done a troll. I was drunk once. Lich on troll action.
Ew.
Yeah, no.
It's a regenerating lich.
Okay. Well. Well, because if you could put me back, I'd actually be intrigued in trying some of those out.
Well, I can't guarantee that, but I could use your corpse. Body.
Yeah, death is not an option that I enjoy.
Well, there's plenty of dead bodies in the streets. Would that be all acceptable?
No, I want fresh!
Like, live?
Yes, and then I kill them. They have to be fresh. Hello? Do you know what's in those gutters? Ew! Have some standards, man.
I think it's better that we don't think about what's in those gutters. Bust just roams down.
Doubt it.
Yeah. Could you concede on that one point?
No, you're a minion. You don't have that authority.
So, if one of us volunteered to undergo a couple of the experiments, would you try to kill all of us?
No, I'd use the rest of you except for that one as livestock. And that one. I'm going to kill that one.
What do you have wrong with the dragon?
It's a bronze dragon. Are you kidding me? His daddy somewhere. Or mummy.
Daddy. He says his dad.
Ah, yes, the last thing I want is some sort of him going off and squealing to going, Daddy, 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 the bad lich touched me! I'd rather have him dead and in a ditch, because by the time the dragon realizes he's dead, it'll be a century or two.
If ever. I mean, how many siblings do you have?
Down on the surface.
Did you just impregnate that woman by snapping at her?
Power impregnate.
Book of Erotic Fantasies much?
Oh, yeah, in the street, just... The guy's like, I just think I got pregnant.
Did I just develop a womb?
Oh, that's gonna hurt coming out.
Alright.
Well, sure, I could use one of you. Except for you. All you.
Sorry, I know you're making dinner, but...
Hey, I see you staring at me, Steven.
I kind of want to try it out. Which one would you do?
Well, as of currently, I'm attempting to, mix a lizard with a human. Monstrous lizard. Shocker. Of course.
Shocker lizard? Would that be some kind of shocker lizard man?
How long would this experiment take?
I couldn't tell you.
Because tomorrow we're meeting with a friend who will,
It's an experiment. Of course I don't know how long it's going to take. Especially how many attempts it's going to take to make it successful.
What's your postulated result?
Postulated. Ah. You've got postulates on the brain, boy. Well, I'm attempting to have a human who can barf up lightning. Dragons cheat.
She's a lizard human. He's a lizard human who barfs up lightning.
Yes, but that's good. I don't want a good one. I want an evil one.
He's not good.
You can fight a blue dragon.
Dragons cheat. All about doing this for science, not those stupid dragons.
I don't suggest giving up ourselves as test subjects, but maybe our cat paws.
I'm trying to avoid the evil side of the alignment.
We can trick people.
The evil side of the alignment.
If we agree to give him anyone, it's kind of a...
Unless there's some kid on the street going, I want to go and do experiments, I want to be a test subject. And then that's not evil, it's going to be like, you're stupid. Okay.
But okay.
Sure. But if we go and try to trick people or buy people or stuff like that, that's human trafficking or lying or cheating. I'm sorry, that on that level, that's kind of getting you towards the evil side of the spectrum.
Yes.
Of course, I always could try the chimera. That would be funny, seeing a human walking around with three heads.
Yeah.
One spewing lightning, the other baying like a goat. Does that have a snake pop out their ass?
Isn't technically anything you're doing a chimera?
No, that means that there has to be three. I don't listen to those alchemists. They're losers. They have to have little circles.
Especially the one who's, you know, stuck in armor.
They don't have to have circles.
He's not an alchemist!
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Because we have something we're going to take care of with the Iron Citadel here in the next couple of days. Afterwards.
Will be my test subject?
I'll need some kind of insurance that I can come back.
Oh, of course. You have my word.
We can always kill you and res you.
True. Oh, that's just wrong.
Or, you know, was it reincarnate?
Yeah. That's what I'm...
You come back as a lightning-spewing lizard. Human.
Wouldn't that be just spite?
Huh? Isn't it like 100?
It's like half-dragon.
No. Anything you are, you're still half-dragon. Well, after we take care of the Iron Citadel, and if you can tell us any more information, that'd be great.
I'll get my nose out. I'm looking forward to using you like a dirty rag.
And I was half spider, half dragon.
That's fine. There will only be one that you can comply against, that you can complain against.
Right.
Okay. Curse my curiosity, but I don't think this will kill me.
No.
But yeah, normal half dragons get, if they get reincarnated, turn into something normal, Ryan.
It's stupid. I like the dominated dragon's blood.
Through lifetimes.
Alright.
Yeah.
So, can we enjoy dinner now without any threats of potential destruction? If you want to, I can have the orchestra playing dramatic music.
Very well.
Stop, stop!
You cast a couple summon monsters and have them fight each other.
You two, fight to the death. You cut my milk.
Sir, I can't, it's liquid. Moron, freeze it and then cut it!
So, do we enjoy the rest of dinner?
You see this dastardly look on his face as he's like...
I lean over to Steven. I
hope you know what you're getting into.
No, but every time I've done something like this, it's always, in the end, turned out to be better. I mean, look, when I got married, I just, you know, randomly having sex with somebody. She actually is a good woman, and now it's turned out to be pretty decent and good right now. Well, we're working on the good part of it. And so, I mean, when has chaos ever led me wrong? Can you prove a point? Any time that chaos has actually totally screwed my life over. It looks like it did for once, but in the end, it worked out.
Here's what I'll say. You'll run out of luck sometime.
It's not luck, it's chaos. It's the realm of chaos. In the end, it always works out. Blood for the blood gun.
Right. Enjoy tempting fate.
Alright. Is food ready?
Do you guys want to eat now? I wasn't making food.
Oh, okay.
I was cleaning.
Back in the kitchen.
Well, we probably want to have you around when we're actually doing the Iron Citadel.
Okay, so do we want to do the Iron Citadel and then do dinner?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to go talk with Crazy Bear.
Oh, that's true.
It's not going to take that long, though.
No, not long.
Should we go to the Citadel today?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're hoping to get it done before Alec leaves.
Right,
Alec's not leaving today.
I'm leaving
next week.
Oh, next week. Alright.
You have me here all this week.
Okay.
Or all today.
Alright, so...
Well, fine. I'm going to go prepare for the Iron Citadel while you guys do whatever.
We're asking Crazy Beer to go out.
We're
going to have him blow a hole in the side.
Okay, anything else?
Whatever he wants.
Then he'll be a distraction unit.
I still want the Army of Adventurers as a distraction.
Okay, anything else?
That's
the idea.
Unless you have other ideas.
Does anybody have any... I thought we could buy, like, a item of dispel? Or do we already have that?
How about someone goes to the Mage's College and gather information with the Mage's there?
We just asked the Lich about it. But he didn't.
He said he'll pull out his notes, but he doesn't.
We were talking to him about it, but he just, I don't know. If you have anything you want to ask, you're here. You can ask the Lich stuff if you want to know.
My skull.
We've already done gathering information and tried doing all the research we can. They've existed longer than the city has. And there's no record.
What about Bart? Does he know anything?
He's kind of in a foul mood right now, remember?
Yes, and I have a mission to get from him.
You also have something you also need to tell the group.
Mm-hmm. Right now we're at dinner.
Well, he takes his evil presence and leaves.
Hey! An hour later. That went well.
That did
go
out
pretty
well.
What is for dinner?
Jessica, what'd you say?
Hunger or no?
I'll eat, yes.
Hey, thank you.
I am definitely hungry, but I can wait as well if need be.
I'm hungry. Oh, I started a black guard on war. Black orc is kind of...
You mean a chosen?
No.
Or a
black guard.
Oh, they are from black guards?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, you guys, you know, can hook up and play with each other.
I've been playing with Steven. I'm just kind of bored with
I'm
my
sorry.
Black orc.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Whenever I get on, nobody's on. So I don't get on very often.
Steven and I were playing together. We're level 7 now.
Go you. Okay.
With round
also don't like being well ahead
like,
of everybody.
You have a bakey.
Black and monster.
All right. So can I go find my wife, see what Guildmaster had to do?
Hmm? She's missing.
Great. All right. So anyone has anything they want to do, or do we just want to go meet Crazy Bird?
I'm at home now.
Come here, you.
So the rest of it.
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. And Crazy Bird.
Watch out. You guys.
Random place on the rim.
Yep. You guys are, of course, the scene comes back in. You guys are, of course, tied up and bound on the boat and crazy. And hanging from the mast and Crazy Beard walking along the plank going, ah!
Wait, how'd you get us here?
This is the perils of using the remote.
I fall out of it a minute later. Unless they got higher than 35 on used rope tying.
Used rope doesn't exist.
So, how's it going?
Pickings have been slim. Damn.
I think with all the adventures around, pickings would be a little higher.
I cut down the rope.
Ow!
Alright.
Why they been slim? I mean, there's been lots of caravans.
People are taking their trade elsewhere. Saying that there's problems with New Hope. Saying that there's piracy problems.
Piracy problems in New Hope?
You know
Never.
What you could do? Take a break wherever they're going. Go be a pirate there.
Aye, that's where I was going to be going next.
But we got an idea first.
Huh? What's the DC?
20.
I know. What? Another possible solution?
By the way, you guys are all tied up, so...
Yes.
I just cut the bass rope down.
Not actually tied up.
What?
Alright, I'll roll this out, see how he caught us, and tie us up.
Okay. Everyone, give me a will save.
Can you hand me a dice?
It is enchantment.
What's the DC to get out?
Enchantment! It's a 24.
Dice pack.
I got a 25.
I got a
27. No, this is a DC 20 will save.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I meant to get out of the...
He's going to keep pulling the blanket off.
So I'm probably not going to make my...
Fail. Okay. You suddenly feel like it's a good idea to tie yourself up.
Actually...
I'll watch that. I'll sit there and be like... Okay.
I rolled a 19. Apparently.
I feel my will save.
That will fail. Well, you had 22.
I said I rolled a 19.
Oh.
I rolled an 18 and had 7, so...
Yeah, I had 9.
Okay, next round. You two make the will save again.
DC
23?
22. Okay,
then
I'm good.
Okay, next round. Go ahead and make it.
I already lost.
Okay, so you three have tied yourselves up.
As I said, I already rolled my escape artist.
What?
Okay,
he did.
This is later.
That's later.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
But you see, Crazy Beard actually has this kind of crown on his head. Then he just kind of does this, and you see insanity in his eyes, and slowly begins
to... So after the first round, Crazy Beard, I don't really want to tie myself up. You can go ahead and tie them up, and I'll just get on the boat.
It happens every round until you tie yourself up.
Kendrick, can you stop that? Crazy Beard, fine, I'll tie myself up. Will that make you feel better?
And then they hang you from the mast.
DC 20 to break the rope.
Anyway.
It takes you a minute to wiggle out.
Whatever. Another possible solution is to eliminate your competition so that you're the only pirate.
I've already done that.
Yeah. Wow. He's too much piracy for the city.
And of course, then killed anyone who disagreed with me and took them. I'm now Admiral Crazy Beard.
Wow.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
Where'd you get the hat?
I pat him on the back.
Hey, stole it. Ha ha ha. Fools are attempting to bring a gift to New Hope as a... to New Hope as a sign of goodwill.
wait.
The Helm of Mass Suggestion.
How is that a good idea to give to an evil city?
Is that from, like, Sassar...
Sassnag?
Sarnin?
That was fine, no? They were speaking gibberish. I shot them and took it.
Well, We have a request. Are you up to? Are you feeling up to doing something crazy?
Aye.
Before you go,
we'd like to break into the Iron Citadel.
Ah, you are stupid.
We need a hole.
A large hole.
Ah, I can shoot you out of cannons.
You can make the hole so we can get in, not shoot us.
Oh, sure. You want me to blow a hole in that stone chunk? Sure, no problem. Boys, break out the balls.
And awesome. Maybe hold off on shooting the other ships we've got until after we've gotten in.
Oh, by the way, hope you guys don't mind. There are these dwarves heading up to the city. They had a zeppelin. They had these nice balls.
Adamantite balls?
Yep.
Oh, awesome.
Did they have anything else?
Yep, not yours.
Can we trade you for them?
Yep, don't ask me crew.
That's all the crew at this point is like. I pat one on the back. How do you deal with this?
The voices. They compel me to obey.
You mean the mass suggestion help?
I take it.
Imagine being on Crazy Beard's boat for your entire life, every hour, every 10 times a minute, having suggestions put in your head by Crazy Beard.
You know what? Suddenly, I feel like, are we in the Shivering Isles? Is Crazy Beard Shangorath?
Maybe he will be eventually.
It's so cute.
It is cute.
She does not like blankets on people.
She doesn't like them, this blanket, because she knows the blanket monster's in there.
Okay. So he will go ahead and fly you guys down there.
Are our adventurer ships in place?
Not yet. This is immediately after the meeting.
Works for me. Let's do it.
Should we maybe wait till the other
now? As you guys kind of fly down, you guys see the nice, you know, it's about...
Hey, Jessica, insanity's happening.
Okay, I wasn't there.
we need to get K.
It's about 90 feet tall. Giant, solid stone tower. No windows, no anything. However, now that you guys have arrived, there's a small strip of stone and a door at the base of the tower.
Huh. Wasn't here last time.
As in, maybe they walked
out. Lights and cannons!
Okay. This will be fun.
Wow.
Wait, Jessica, you said you didn't come?
Nope. She said she didn't come.
I went elsewhere after dinner.
Yeah, we're trying to visit
the next day.
Do you want to come get me?
Yes, we were all going to go meet Crazy Beard.
I didn't say I wanted to go meet Crazy Beard. I said I had other things to do.
Well, this is the next day.
That was on Thursday. Today is Friday. Friday at 11:30 p.m.
Well, I still have stuff to do.
Steven, Jessica is not with us. Crazy Beard is not letting us go pick her up.
There's now some rubble. Where the hole was.
Where the door was?
Yeah. Or where the door was.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he blew open the door.
Alright,
let's go.
Alright! He pulls up next to the little area, and he pushes you off a plank.
Ah. Thanks, Crazy Beard!
Go grab K, too, I guess.
I walk inside. Are those cannonballs anywhere?
Now that you guys, the cannonballs actually have mysteriously gone missing. In addition, mixed amongst the rubble that is the door, there's this nice, giant, bloody ruin.
Of what?
Ow, ow!
Something fleshy.
Okay.
Ow.
Alright, well, I see we have trap spotters go first.
I already said I went inside looking for the cannonball, Steven.
So you two go first, and we'll two follow you.
Okay.
Did I take trap spotter? What's my other rogue skill? Fast stealth, that's right.
Oh, does this count as urban or underground?
No, it does not.
What would this count as for terrain wise?
Planar.
Oh.
We're in a different plane now?
Okay.
You guys walk inside.
You didn't have bags of holding? Does it affect
that? It's not extra dimensional.
Oh, okay.
It's extra planar. And of course, you know, as you guys kind of walk in, you see the wall rebuilding itself behind you guys. Or the door, at least.
Interesting. just the door? The wall around it still there?
No, that's also being replaced.
Okay. I draw my greatsword.
Ching!
I examine the
I suppose I'll sneak in further.
At this point, it's a giant mass of flesh.
Okay.
There's nothing left.
Identify what the race was or anything?
There is nothing left.
Obviously, Crazy Beard took bloody mess as a perk.
I sneak in.
Well, it's actually a fairly simple complex. Just giving you guys a mini-map.
Woo! Mini-map updated.
I like how we announce our entrance by a cannonball.
Okay, so basically there's these nice little side passages all the way around here. And then, of course, four doors here, 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 and here, heading in to a large, grand central chamber.
So all those... Oh, okay, basically there's a circular thing and the central chamber is the thing in the middle, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there's just basically a little passage all the way around it.
Nothing special in the passage?
No.
It sounds like where they house the Elder Scrolls in Oblivion.
Go to a door?
It's an open portal.
Oh, it's a portal?
Portal as in, you know, archway.
Okay.
Not portal as in mystic juju.
Do we see anything beyond?
You guys kind of poke your head in and stretching up as far as you can see are...
Cells.
And each and every one of them has a comatose person in front of it and a nice force wall in front of it. If you kind of, all along the ground level,
and all the way up.
I presume there's walkways?
Oh, yeah. There's a floor here. Okay. You guys are now inside the central part of the tower.
Okay. I look at one of the persons.
Next to it, I have one of the plaques, and just using one of my pre-scripted guys, it's Barthax the Butcherer. Killed 126 people in the year 1306 AC.
What's the year right now?
It's technically around... I think I said it before. It was 15-something. Okay. 1524, I think.
So he's been in there for like 200 years.
Yes. But you see he's just lying comatose there. Oh, and each of the cells... Just so you guys get a good image, you guys have all seen The Fifth Element, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's been a while.
Okay. You know those little cubicles where people basically just slide in?
Yeah.
That's what each one of these cells is.
It's like a Japanese cube hotel.
They have hotels like that.
Yeah, so that's what each one of these guys is housed in, and they are just out.
Capsule hotel.
The force field.
Doesn't it take... It takes a lot to destroy a force wall.
A disintegrate spell.
Okay. Well,
I think disjunction works.
Yeah, well, disjunction works on everything.
The spell magic does not, though.
No. Were we going... We were here to steal something, right?
We were here to overthrow them.
We were here to see what the fuck's up.
Okay. So, let's look around and see if we can find their offices.
Offices. I think up is the only way we can go, so...
Is there anything else besides cells around?
Nope. This is all that's in here. As you point your head up, you begin to float up.
Convenient.
Anyone new around here?
Oh boy. You begin kind of looking around the cells.
I mean, is there an order in years at all that I can...
No, there is no order to this.
But I'll poke around then.
Go ahead and give me search checks.
See if I can find anyone interesting. Or rather, that would interest me.
I'm disgusted.
Wait, church is just perception, isn't it?
Yes.
20.
31. 38.
That's my policy.
Wrong.
Only a 17.
Only a 17. Alright, so Ryan, you're looking around and you're pretty sure actually at the top of the place you see Rooney. He's just kind of looking around the cells right now.
Rooney?
And you suddenly, you snap to.
What? You said you weren't coming. What's the deal?
Where am I?
I'm in the Iron Citadel.
Fuck.
Attention now?
Yes.
All right. Hello and welcome to the Red Phone Zone, where we don't know what we're talking
about. Hey, we do know what we're talking about. You know, we called the whole Hugo Weaving Red Skull thing, remember?
Oh, right. Fine. Where was it? The Red Phone Zone, where we talk about all kinds of gaggles.
Aaron, could you cut it with the gaggles thing? It's not working for me.
All right. Fine. The Red Phone Zone, where we talk about movies, comics, video games. Hey,
don't forget that we talk about, you know, Bruce Campbell and Christopher Lee, obviously.
Natalie Portman.
All right, guys! I'm trying to do a commercial for the Red Phone Zone, where we talk about movies, comics, video games, tabletop gaming, all kinds of other geek stuff.
You mean that show we broadcast on Ustream?
Yes!
Wednesday, 8 Central Standard Time.
Right, at redphonezone.com. Now, can you guys just give me a minute to get this promo done?
Sure, sorry, dude.
Yeah.
All right, from the top. Hello and welcome to the Red Phone Zone.
Hey, Aaron, we need a tiebreaker. Okay, who would win in a fight with Galactus?
Anti-Monitor.
Galactus and Anti-Monitor. Come on.
I think the more important question would be who would win in a fight between me and you two idiots.
Well, I guess we don't know what we're talking about.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.